This is Shir number 11 in our series on Avodas HaBitachon. Tonight we're providing a deeper exploration into the advanced spiritual results of Bitachon. In this Shir, we examine how absolute Bitachon, totally absolute, can lead to a form of divine intuition or inspiration. The Chazon Ish, toward the end of Perek Beis in Ois Zayin, adds a very significant dimension to the Midah of Bitachon. He states that included in the Midah B'tachon is the possibility of Ruach HaKodesh, resting on the Bateach, the one who has B'tachon. This manifests in a very strong spirit that accompanies the person, lifting them up and providing them good news regarding the future. The internal knowledge is essentially informs the person that Hashem will, in fact, help them. The proof from Dabra Melch. This is seen in Tehillim, Chaf Zayin, Pasuk Gimel. Im Tachaneh, Lai Machaneh, If a camp should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. If war rises up against me, in this I am b'teach. The Chazon Ish explains that David knew he would not be harmed by the army because Ruach HaKodesh was resting on him. However, the Chazon Ish clarifies that this feeling is not fixed or constant, even for a Baal B'tachon. Rather, it is something that comes to a person from time to time. This experience is dependent on a specific level of a person's relying on Hashem in a high level of Kedusha, holiness. Rav Avraham ben Rambam, in his work, Amaspik La'Oivdei Hashem, provides a similar explanation in his chapter on B'tachon. The Eved Hashem's intuition. He writes that sometimes an Eved Hashem, due to great emunah and kedusha, will experience an hargosha mukdemes, a prior feeling. This is a feeling regarding something that is about to occur in any given matter. From the strength of this naturally given intuition, the person will rely on it in a manner similar to prophecy, even though he's not received an actual prophecy. The root of this concept is found in the Gemara Brochus Daf Samech Amud Aleph regarding Hillel HaSakin. While he was on a journey, Hillel heard a loud outcry coming from the city. He responded to it by saying, "Miftach anish ein ze b'toich beisi. I am certain that this is not within my house." The Gemara brings a supporting pasuk from Tehillim Kufyud Beis Zayin. "Mishmua ra lo yira nochon liboy b'tach b'Hashem. From bad tidings he shall not fear. His heart is firm, relying in Hashem." Rabbi makes a forward and backward explanation. Rabbi notes that the Gemara, however you interpret this verse, is a result, is a beautiful lesson. Forward, beginning to end, Meshmor Ra La Yira, he will not be afraid of bad news. Why? Nachayin Liboy Batach Ba Hashem, because in his heart he's relying on Hashem. Or if you read it backwards, and to beginning, Nachayin Liboy Batach Ba Hashem, because his heart is reliant on Hashem, the result is Mishmua ra'a la'ira. He will not fear of bad tidings. The Vilna Gaon in his work Imrei Noyam analyzes Hillel's statement and addresses two possible explanations. One, reactionary view. This is the view of the Ayin Yaakov in the name of the Anav Yosef suggests that Hillel was certain that even if a tzara did strike his house, his family would not react with outcry. The Grod rejects this view, noting that many, which is the second view, that many tzaddikim do experience tragedies. He argues that the verse implies Hillel knew with absolute certainty that no tzara would occur in his house at all. The Grod teaches that everything is lefi oimei tzalev ubitchoinei al Hashem, regarding to the intensity of the heart and the reliance on Hashem. Reaching clarity, a person can reach a level as Hillel did, where they know with total clarity that harm will not touch them. Consequently, any situation where a tzaddik does experience a tzara is because they were slightly lacking in the shleimus, this completeness of bitachon. So we're saying that there is a crazy high level of total complete bitachon that what Hillel was experiencing. Rav Sandler, Ehlinger, in his sefer Lekach Toiv Emuna V'Nechama, and the Ayin Yaakov expand on this idea of internal signs. The human heart can act like a Navi Neman, like a faithful prophet that foretells what is coming. If a person feels natural fear, their heart is telling them trouble is coming. But if they feel natural simcha, joy, it's a sign that good news is coming. When Hillel heard the noise, he checked his eternal state and found no sadness, only happiness. Because of this natural joy, he knew with absolute clarity that the Torah was not in his house. In conclusion, the Ayin Yaga suggests that this Gemara is not necessarily about the standard mechanics of a Tachon, because being calm because one relies on Hashem, but rather a concept of Ke'ei Nevuah, like a prophecy, where natural joy signals safety. We are left to consider now the true intention of the Chazon Ish. Was he describing a peak level of Bitachon, or a distinct phenomenon where natural joy serves as a sign that trouble will not occur?